And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Carla Shuford. Several weeks ago, I heard a WCHL commentary that was strongly advocating pasteurized milk over raw milk. In fact, the commentator was adamant that all raw milk was extremely dangerous just by its nature of being raw. Actually, raw milk is far healthier than its pasteurized counterpart, as long as it is handled in a clean and safe environment. While pasteurization destroys bad bacteria that is present in unsanitary milk, it also kills the essential vitamins and minerals. In the mid-1950s, the lobbyists for the American Dairy Association were successful in outlawing the sale of raw milk in North Carolina. Until that time, my parents had sold grade-A raw Jersey milk delivered from door to door in glass bottles. State examiners arrived at regular intervals and without notice to test the milk, which always received a grade-A rating. Many of the local doctors and dentists were our customers, and they recommended our milk to patients who were suffering from ulcers and other digestive problems. My grandfather had the first ice cream factory in North Carolina, and his only advertisement was one day each summer where everyone was invited to the farm to have all the ice cream they could eat. Nowadays, there are no more small dairies, and everything is mass-produced. Cows are not treated like the lovely animals that they are, but rather as machines to mass-produce milk. The cows never see grass or clover and are given antibiotics and hormones from birth, which, of course, is present in their milk. Do you really want to drink this contaminated milk from sick, unhappy cows? This is Carla Shuford.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.